Good morning.
Welcome.
Someone in the back just mentioned to me, this is a miracle of Christmas. All the children are up here sitting so nice and quietly. There's not a peep in the church. That'll change. That'll change. Well, welcome. I'm Pastor Nichol. Welcome to Holy Cross Lutheran Church. Glad to see so many of you here for this special Sunday. And this Sunday, as you know, it's going to be a little different as the children proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and some basic elements of the Christian faith. So I hope you enjoy it as much as God speaks to you out of that. So now, right now would be a good time to silence your cell phones if you have them. And just so that's not going off during the middle of something. And I'd like to make just a couple of announcements. Christmas Eve services on Christmas Eve are 4, 7, and 10 o'clock. And we also have a Christmas Day service this Sunday, this Christmas at 10 o'clock. So Christmas Eve, 4, 7, and 10 in the evening. And Christmas Day at 10 o'clock in the morning. Let's see. Are there any other announcements? If there are anyone who would like to acolyte Christmas Eve or serve as a crucifer or anything else or as an usher, there's sign-ups in the back. See either Paul Donnelly for ushers or Peter Olson for acolytes and crucifers. Okay. I think that's it for now. Oh yes, there's one more. The youth are going Christmas caroling this afternoon at between 3 and 5 o'clock, so if you're interested in that being musical, you're welcome to join us. And with that, I invite you to stand and join me in singing the invocation hymn. Hymn 905, Come Thou Almighty King. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, We poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your boundless mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, since you have given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, forgive all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you, and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us, and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, to us all. Please be seated for the reading.
The Old Testament reading today is from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, but though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me, one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when he who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers returns to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the sanctuary of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will rest securely, for then his greatness will reach to the end of the earth. And then he will be at peace when the Assyrians invade their land and march through our fortress. We will raise against him seven shepherds, even as commanded. The epistle reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 10. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but a body you prepare for me, with burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, here I am, it is written about me in the scroll, I have come to do your will, my God. First he said, sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you do not desire, nor were you pleased with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law. Then he said, here I am, I have come to do your will. He sets aside to establish the first and the second, and by that will you have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believes that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation.
He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our father, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Please be seated.
Bethlehem. Born in a humble stable, he was the King of Kings. That night, as the heavens twinkled with the light of 10,000 stars, a chorus of angels sang the good news to shepherds in the field. They hurried to Bethlehem, where they found Jesus, wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger with his parents Mary and Joseph. When the shepherds left, a snow-white dove cooed the child to sleep from her perch high in the rafters.
As Jesus lay sleeping, Mother Partridge rose from her nest in the pear tree. During all of the excitement, she had stayed close to her nest, guarding her chicks. But now, her curiosity got the best of her. Strutting through the manger door, she peeked inside. When she saw Jesus, her tiny heart was filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke this riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. As Mother Partridge returned to her nest, one brilliant star fell from the sky and softly, gently rested atop the pear tree. About all that they had seen and heard. Their excitement awakened two turtle doves who were roosting in an olive tree nearby. On the second day of Christmas, the turtle doves flew to Bethlehem to see what all of the excitement was about. Mother Partridge looked up from her nest and clucked once, twice for the two turtle doves. Cuckoo, cuckoo. As they entered the stable and bowed before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. The turtle doves returned to their olive tree, and that night, two shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, three French hens grandly processed into the barnyard. The king's royal hens. They had journeyed from the king's coop to see the Prince of Peace. As they curtsied before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. The French hens returned to the king's coop with their royal coop, where they gossiped the day away. rockets, four calling birds fell from the fence, laughing. They laughed all day and laughed all night as three shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. Christmas, the collie birds flew, still laughing and joking, to see the Christ child. Crash landing into the pear tree, they were greeted with an icy stare from Mother Partridge that froze their laughter. Solemnly entering the stable, they bowed before Jesus, and their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. The collie birds returned to their fence, and that night, four shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. Five splendid ring-necked peasants entered the stable. As they bowed before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Their breast feathers swelled with each heartbeat, till their white neck rings turned to gold. Then Mary spoke her riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. The ring-necked peasants departed, singing the good news from Golden Horse. And that night, five shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. Mother Partridge was awakened by a distant honking sound. Slowly it grew nearer and louder until a gaggle of geese, six to be exact, waddled into the barnyard. Sighing, Mother Partridge tucked her head under her wing and slept. As the six geese bowed before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. The geese honked as they waddled down the lane, and that night, six shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, the sound of trumpets filled the air. Suddenly, seven giant trumpeter swans made a perfect 10-foot landing on the pond. Emerging from the water, they preened their pure white feathers before entering the stable. Bowing before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. The swans flew away, trumpeting God's praise. And that night, seven shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. To fetch their milking pails, they crashed like dominoes as first one and then another spied the child in the manger. Recovering themselves, they curtsied before Jesus, and their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. The maids fetched their pails and went to milk the cows. And that night, eight shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. A great team of horses pranced up the lane, pulling a carriage covered in precious jewels. When the carriage stopped, 9 grand ladies emerged. They danced a proper minuet for Jesus. They were irresistible. Even Mother Partridge joined in the dance. When the dance was done, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. The ladies whirled and danced away. And that night, 9 shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pavement. The dancing ladies, on the 10th day of Christmas, 10 noble lords leaped like graceful gazelles into the stable. Then, in unison, they bowed before Jesus. As they bowed, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle.
What are they that are among them?
10 lords who got the order to come in and rule by the Spirit.
Mary smiled and nodded. The lords donned their hats, leaped out the door and down the lane. And that night, 10 shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, the partridge chicks covered their ears as 11 pipers streamed into the barnyard, playing a shrill marching tune in cut time. Mother Partridge signaled them to stop. Tapping her wings, she signaled a lullaby in 3/4 time. As the pipers softly played an angel song, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle. Mary smiled and nodded. The pipers chased down the lane, and that night, 11 shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. Twilight of the 12th day of Christmas, 12 drummers processed up the lane from the east. As they knelt before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her final riddle.
The life of Jacob never told of grief in Christ on earth and world.
Mary smiled and nodded, and that night, 12 shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. Then, just after midnight, 3 kings rode up the lane on camelback.
Thank you.
ablaze with heavenly light on that 12th Christmas night, the kings entered the stable. Bowing, they presented Jesus with precious gifts from distant Orient lands, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Wise men and noble kings, they humbled themselves before Jesus, who is the King of Kings. As they knelt before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love, and Mary smiled.
Thank you. God, we praise you that by your Holy Spirit, Elizabeth greeted Mary as the mother of my Lord, while the unborn John leaped with joy in the presence of your Son in Mary's womb. Increase in us your Spirit, that our faith may bear fruit in abundance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we praise you that from their conception, you prepared prophets to proclaim your truth. We give thanks to you this day that you have prepared the hearts of these children of Holy Cross Lutheran Church to be your servants of the word today, to proclaim your saving gospel with faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we praise you that by your kind providence you create new life. Preserve all pregnant women and the children in their womb. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we praise you that you are the father to the fatherless, and that you provide for the poor when others have forgotten them. Graciously watch over the hungry, the poor, and the unemployed, and move us to serve you in showing mercy to all those in need, both near and far. Comfort the grieving, heal the sick, and grant faith to the dying. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord Jesus Christ, and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Before we sing the last hymn, Joy to the World, hymn 387, receive the benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.